Chapter 6. Save More Tomorrow. This chapter discusses the way that the tendency towards inertia can be used to nudge people to save for retirement. Chapter 7. Naive Investing. This chapter discusses various investment strategies, with a main guideline being that you should diversify investments. Chapter 8. Credit Markets. This chapter discusses the complicated nature of credit markets and the ways that nudges could be used to simplify them. Chapter 9. Privatizing Social Security, Smorgasbord Style. This chapter discusses the way that government can better use nudges to help citizens. Chapter 10. Prescription Drugs, Part D for Daunting. This chapter discusses the way in which nudges can be used to help people choose prescription plans. Chapter 11. How to Increase Organ Donations. This chapter discusses the way in which nudges can be used to help people make a choice for organ donation. Chapter 12. Saving the Planet. This chapter discusses the way in which nudges can be used to promote environmentally friendly choices. Chapter 13. Improving School Choices. This chapter discusses the way nudges can be used to help people make better choices for school location. Chapter 14. Should Patients Be Forced to Buy Lottery Tickets? This chapter discusses the healthcare system and how it could be better reformed. Chapter 15. Privatizing Marriage. This chapter presents the author's view on marriage and how it could be separated from a religious institution. Chapter 16. A Dozen Nudges. This chapter presents 12 different specific nudges that are being used to shape behavioral choices. Chapter 17. Objections. This chapter presents arguments and counterarguments regarding libertarian paternalism with specific examples. Chapter 18. The Real Third Way. This chapter presents libertarian paternalism as the ideal third way, according to the author's arguments. Chapter 19. 20 More Nudges. This chapter presents 20 nudges from around the world that have been submitted by readers online. This book examines the economics associated with nudges and the way in which these can be utilized to help people make better choices. The authors apply these principles to several different social policy examples. Book Introduction. The introduction to the book discusses the way in which environment can affect the choices people make. The people who construct the environment to influence choice are called choice architects. This influence can be used to direct people to good choices. Libertarian paternalists could use this approach to allow choice while also making helpful policies. Choice architects have an influence on people's lives. The way that food is presented in a store or restaurant will determine what you select and can affect your health. This is similar to the influence an architect has when designing a building. The location of components will influence where you go and who you interact with. Knowing that every detail in a design will influence people's lives, choice architects can make decisions that may help improve people's lives. Choice architects can shape people's lives in a certain direction. Armed with the knowledge that their design will influence people's decisions and actions, those who determine the designs can elect to move people in a certain direction. This means they can nudge people. A nudge is some part of design that pushes people's behavior in a certain direction, while still allowing them to look at and choose other options. A nudge is not a rule. It is an easy and often low-cost way to direct. Economists study the economy and human behavior. Traditionally, economists focus on the incentives that influence behavior. They have typically neglected the influence of nudges. However, both need to be studied to improve people's lives. Some argue you should give people many choices, while others argue for a one-size-fits-all approach. Neither is ideal, and those who argue for one over the other are often influenced by false assumptions and misconceptions. False assumptions and misconceptions confuse choices. People hold a false assumption that people always make choices in their